the presence of the Holy Father in Cuba this week, what he said in Cuba this week, will produce fruit.
The Pope's visit to Cuba in March, John, did it produce any fruit?
It has not really produced the kind of opening that a number of people had expected. I mean, one small thing is that many people had thought that it would lead to the release of Alan Gross.
It's been 3 years now, right, and he has not been released by the Cuban authorities, and it's really kind of sticking in negotiations to move anything forward.
Yeah, the U.S. government is saying, look, we have nothing to talk about until you release Alan Gross. And the Cubans are saying, well, let's talk about it. And the American is saying, well, we don't want to talk about it. There have been some changes, as has been happening with in Cuba economically, with some of the changes that Raul has been making. But in terms of humanitarian changes, certainly we're still seeing crackdown on dissidents, but that hasn't changed.
All right. Well, let's move on to Venezuela, which obviously is very crucial to Cuba too. We'll take you back to October for elections in Venezuela that had a direct impact on South Florida.
It's been 14 years of repression, 14 years of moving backwards instead of moving forward. I think our country deserves much better.
Even if we are out of the country, we have a chance to do something for our country. We need a change, we need a new people, we need something new, different. Things have to be different now in our country.
And we heard there from Venezuelan Americans Felix Pena, Carlini Hernandez, who went all the way from Miami to New Orleans to vote in that country's presidential elections, and then the chance of thousands that made that pilgrimage to the Big Easy, many of them from right here in our neck of the woods. They came away disappointed, though, as Hugo Chavez won another term in their home country. But will he be around to serve out that term? And that remains in doubt with his illness. John, it's still a big question mark.
Well, your guess about that is just about as good as mine. We've been hearing in recent weeks following the surgery that he's had in Cuba that there were some complications, and the latest reports are that he seems to be resting comfortably. But going back to the election, there was a tremendous amount of hope, feeling on the part of Venezuelans here in South Florida, and certainly in Venezuela as well, in terms of the opposition, thinking that they had a real solid chance of unseating Chavez. But it didn't happen. Now, they're based on, if you read the tea leaves, I suppose, there are some people saying that he might not be fit enough to take office on January 10th. And if that happens, then the country goes back to elections. So the opposition is thinking that, you know, there is another opportunity that they will have probably within the not too distant future. So we'll all be seeing if that happens.